You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, November the 4th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we have every single U.S. East Coast aircraft carrier docked for repairs. Now, that was a headline from Thursday. Except that the good news is that Lockheed has now landed a $34 billion deal for F-35s made in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, this is not some F-35s that Lindsey Graham has sold to Turkey. Remember we had the conversation that was recorded by some Russian pranksters, hoaxsters, who got a hold of Lindsey, and with a couple of phone calls, he thought he was talking to a defense minister in Turkey, promising him everything. If he'd just buy those F-35s from Lockheed, that's why I call him Lockheed Lindsey. Well, that didn't go through. But that's okay, because the Pentagon's going to buy them. And it doesn't matter how much it costs. And it really, I guess, doesn't matter when we spend money for the military, whether or not it works. We got all six of the U.S. Navy's aircraft carriers on the East Coast are in port at the same time. So today we're going to take a look at the war as we had President Assad congratulate President Trump for being the most honest president. He said, that's real transparency. President Trump is the best of all the U.S. presidents. Most of them start wars and steal from people and say they're doing it for altruistic motives. President Trump is saying, we got to take the oil. Good. You just cut to the chase. And I think that's good too. Except we need to not, go in that direction. We're going to talk today about slavery. And that of course is one of the things that enslaves us is the war. And the military-industrial complex. And that truly is our real government. We're always told we must sacrifice everything for national security. Not for your personal security, quite frankly. Your personal security, they don't really care for too much. They will tell you that they're going to keep you safe. They will tell you that if you give up your freedom, that they will make you safe. But that's not really the case. Let's take a look at what's going on in New York, for example. Nearly 900 city inmates are going to get a get-out-of-jail-free card before Christmas. Isn't that nice? Governor Cuomo there is going to let them out. They've got a new bail reform law that goes into effect next year, but he's going to do it early just because he can, evidently. And not only that, not only do they get out of jail, but they get free baseball tickets, they get movie passes, they get gift cards. As one senior staffer in a Manhattan criminal court said, you're literally rewarding them for committing a crime. Well, now, on the other hand, we see a lot of people who go to jail for things that should not be crimes, that are arbitrary. We see property taken when people aren't even charged with a crime. So there's a lot of injustice in our justice system. But in this particular bill, this reform bill, and what the Governor Cuomo is doing there, is eliminating bail for defendants who are charged with a wide array of not only misdemeanors, but also felonies. More than 400 offenses include things like criminally negligent homicide or aggravated assault on a child under 11. So you got somebody who's in jail accused of aggravated assault on a child under 11. You're just going to let them out without any bail. Here's some tickets. Come back, okay? Because we'll treat you great. Give you some lollipops to hand out the kids next time too. You know, what is going on with this? Give us your liberty and we will give you safety. Except they don't. In California, they have a proposition that they made about 5 years ago. Said we're going to decriminalize shoplifting. And in the process, what they did was they said, you know, if it's less than, what was the number here, about $950 in value. Less than $950 in value, we're not even going to come after you. And we'll tell you what the consequences of that are, is going to be. And at the same time we see that happening, look at how they treat political dissidents. Look at how they treat Julian Assange, whose crime was not stealing, not assaulting a child under 11. His crime was telling the truth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, November the 4th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. You know, this morning as I was going through the news, I just kept seeing stories about slavery in one form or the other. You know, high-tech slavery that's enabled by Instagram, by email messages, and of course the other types of slavery that are slowly wrapping their tentacles around us and our children. And so that's really going to be the theme today as we take a look at the news. But before we do, before we get into that, before we get into what's happening with the empire today, or what's happening with the Inquisition today, I just want to take a look at what is going on with the prison system and how the government interacts with Americans. And this is a big deal in America. Because in the land of the free, actually it's the land of the fee, right? And home of the slave. That's really what's going on here in America right now. If we take a look at how many people are in prison, of course most of that traces back to the war on drugs. But they're loosening up the chains a little bit, aren't they? Or are they, really? Because as we see in New York, we see Governor Cuomo in New York talking about, we're going to get rid of bail. And we're going to let people get out of bail without any bail bondsmen. And on the one hand, that appears to be good, except that there isn't really any discernment by our justice system about who's a violent criminal and who isn't. You know, it's one of the things that you get out of a bail system. Yes, it can be abused. Every system has its flaws. Every system can be abused. And we've seen a lot of abuse by judges of bail. But we've seen abuse of every single point of the justice system by judges, haven't we? And so the answer is to reform that, to get rid of bad judges, not to just throw bail out, I think. But as we look at what is happening in New York, Governor Cuomo is going to celebrate. They got a list of 400 offenses, not only misdemeanors, but felonies, things like aggravated assault on a child under 11, or you're selling drugs on a school grounds to kids. You know, hey, we'll just let you out of jail. Not only that, they're going to give them tickets to baseball games, movies, even gift cards. Because we love our prisoners now, right? Just don't get in their way in terms of telling the truth like Julian Assange, or you'll get the real treatment, like Red China. But when we look at California and their Prop 47, where they decided that they would essentially decriminalize shoplifting. Well, what did that do? If you stole something that's less than $950 in value, this is a referendum that they passed 5 years ago. Maybe somebody went out and they saw Les Mis, right? We don't want to put somebody in jail for life, you know, for stealing a loaf of bread. Yeah, that's why you have juries. Except we don't have juries that function anymore. And we don't have judges that deal out anything close to justice. We've got mandatory minimums. We have a justice department that is really focused increasingly on political dissidents rather than trying to act as a referee, trying to keep society safe and orderly. And so what they did was they said, well, we'll just get rid of shoplifting as a crime if it's less than $950. And so some people said, hey, they ain't out here arresting people for shoplifting, and everyone knows it. And so what they're doing is they're taking advantage of that. Believe me, though, if it's, they're going to focus on more serious crime, but you know what they see as serious crime? That's going to be things that they issue tickets for, right, to motorists or other fines from the government. Those are going to be serious. They're not going to let you off the hook for that. But if you steal from somebody, that's not a problem. And it's not just a problem for the retailers. That means if they're going to stay in business, the cost of that, which they typically call shrinkage, shrinkage of inventory, just walks out the door. Somehow, you know, I had all these things, and that stack of things that I had on the shelf just shrunk because everybody's helping themselves to it. And that's okay in California. They don't mind that. Among the nation's 20 largest cities, San Francisco now has the highest rate of property crime, theft, shoplifting, and vandalism. And not only that, the organized crime rings have jumped in on this. They've turned it into a well-organized racket, reports Fox News. They said they get fencers. You know, people are going to turn in the stolen goods. Fencers coming in from Mexico and Guatemala. They set up shop in the middle of the day, right around the city's UN Plaza area, the United Nations. Oh, isn't that nice? You know, the UN, which has opened up our borders, and now these people from other countries come in and they set up their trade bazaars where, you know, you can go in and shoplift and then just put the stuff out there. Dealers have gotten bolder doing it in broad daylight, you know, hawking their goods there. The retail heists are taking place. He said some aren't small-time operations, but instead a sophisticated network of international dealers who cross the border to buy stolen goods. A majority of the handoffs are happening in view of San Francisco's City Hall. I guess evidently the only problem that these people face as they come into San Francisco, they have to be careful where they step so they don't step in human feces on the sidewalk, right? The black market dealers frequently cross state lines as well because they know California will go easy on them if caught. They know that what they're doing, they will bring in calculators and get it right up to the $950 limit. Think of these people coming in with, you know, like inventory specialists. My wife and I did that for a while when we were in college. We worked late at night with calculators, going around doing inventory after the when the store was closed. That's what these guys are doing now in broad daylight. They're calculating as they stuff it into their clothes. And unless the stores want to get physical with them, the police aren't going to do anything about it. I guess you could call that a calculated risk, because there is no risk, because, you know, California. They'll go into a grocery store, they'll steal alcohol, they'll walk right out the front door with it. They know that no one is going to prosecute them. Many of the out-of-state crime rings use children to do their dirty work because they know they're low on the totem pole of prosecutions. Yeah, we see that with MS-13. MS-13 sends minors to traffic other minors across the border. They use them as their front shock troops because they know that if they're caught, even committing violent crime, beatings, murders, and so forth, they'll go a lot easier on these kids because they're minors. So they recruit them and use them just like they're using them in these shoplifting rings. So contrast what Governor Cuomo is doing, you know, letting some people, violent criminals, out. Even before the law takes effect, giving them tickets, rewarding them, and so forth. What is happening in California where they just look the other way? You know, up to $950. Interesting, too, because, you know, that's about the level in Chicago that the cops will steal from poor people with civil asset forfeiture. That's about $1,000 is what they steal. And they say, well, if you want to challenge us in court, we're not calling this a crime. We didn't charge you with a crime. We just stole your property. And you're going to have to take us to court and prove that you're innocent. And to even start that process is going to cost you $900. Isn't that funny? Right around $1,000, both places. And we have the police who operate under the war on drugs and civil asset forfeiture when they operate as robbers and thieves and steal property from people without getting a conviction, without even charging them with a crime. Is it any surprise that they would then turn their head the other way in this new kind of government that we have here in America and not prosecute shoplifting either. But look at what they do to Julian Assange. Because the state does have some interests, doesn't it? Yeah, and it is very dangerous to tell the truth when the government is criminal. As one UN expert who has been watching him, he's said before that he's been subjected to drawn-out psychological torture. And now he is saying, unless the UK urgently changes course and alleviates his inhumane situation, Mr. Assange's continued exposure to arbitrariness and abuse may soon end up costing him his life. His life is now at risk. And what we've seen from the UK government is outright contempt for his rights and his integrity. Despite the medical urgency of my appeal and the seriousness of the alleged violations, the UK has not undertaken any measures of investigation, prevention, or redress required under international law. Thieves, liars, child abusers, no problem. But anybody who tells the truth about our corrupt government, you can expect the Julian Assange treatment eventually. And it's going to get that way for everybody. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. Infowarstore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the Infowar. A total 360 win. Infowarstore.com. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
Infowars.com/show.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. VasoBeats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing.
All is fair in love and war, right? And that's why we've got Julian Assange locked up. Here we have the liberals in New York and California. They don't care about thieves. Go in and steal $1,000 at a time from any store. You just walk out. Nobody's going to stop you. You're fine. You can fence it on the street with gangs who have come in from other countries. Nobody cares. Right in front of City Hall. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But don't cross the government. You pay them every dime they say you owe them, or they're going to get tough with you. And don't tell the truth about what they're doing, how they're lying, how they're stealing, how they're killing. You get the Julian Assange treatment, and they're coming for everybody. The Democrats passed a bill last week, the SHIELD Act. This is going to shield us from foreign interference in American elections, they say. And we won't have any situation where, you know, you've got Bill and Hillary or Hunter and Joe going to foreign countries to get massive amounts of cash. You won't have foreign lobbyists opening up political action committees for Joe Biden and so forth. You won't have registered foreign agents doing that. No. You won't have any of that if you just control speech. And that's what the SHIELD Act is. What it basically will do is it has a provision within it that will allow the federal government to determine what is and what is not, quote, legitimate journalistic activities, unquote. There you go. Are you a legitimate journalist? And we've seen this developing for a number of years back in the Obama administration. Remember, we had the FCC that was set up to allocate frequency spectrums as we developed broadcast radio and television. Instead, they decided that they would now, in violation of the First Amendment under the Obama administration, they would start to get interested in content. And that was the beginning of a trend that is now enlarged quite a bit. They started embedding people in news organizations, and people had a problem with that, as they should. And so they pull back, and they're doing it a little bit more quietly and slowly, but they're still doing it. They're still interested in content and in controlling content, and that's what this control on social media is about. So if the government can decide who is a legitimate journalist or not, if they can license that, right, then it's no longer a right. You no longer have a right to a free press if they can license it. You no longer have a right to free speech if it can be controlled. And, of course, at the time that this was passed, October the 24th, actually it was 2 weeks ago, they passed this in the House. The Democrats liked this idea to create a lot of obstacles and hoops to jump through for American citizens who want to engage in political speech, and also making it more difficult to purchase ads online. You're going to get permission to put ads online. And then after they passed this act, you saw Twitter, who is a little bit on the ropes. They lost a fifth of their market cap when they talked about their fourth quarter revenue. They missed a fifth of there was a major reaction to their stock in response to a fourth quarter revenue that dropped from $1 billion to $940 million, far below the consensus estimate, which is going to be slightly higher. Instead, it went down. What a surprise. When people realize that you're lying about being the free speech wing or the free speech party, and you tell people, hey, we've created the digital public square, and then you start controlling people's speech and purging people off acting as if you have, and actually not even acting as if, they do have more control over speech than even the president does, because the president's not exercising his control to defend free speech. And so they claim, the judges say, well, the president can't stop people who are trolling him. He can't block them off of his account. But Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, can block the president if he wishes. And then he, after the Democrats came out with a SHIELD Act that said, we want to make it more difficult to purchase online ads. He says, I'll just ban them altogether. How about that? Will that help my profit? As he virtue signals to an authoritarian government. You see, the Democrats, who want to, you to think that they are just so loving and kind. Of course, we know it's exactly the opposite, don't we? We know these compassionate liberals don't really care about thieves. They don't care about violent offenders. They want to kill Julian Assange, just like the conservatives do. And they want to get rid of those that disagree with them as well. We saw this on Halloween night. We saw Andy Ngo's house. The guy who has focused on the activities of Antifa in Portland. And so Antifa focused back on him on Halloween night, kind of giving him their own little version of the purge. Let's play a little bit of what Andy Ngo, there we go, there's some B-roll there. These guys show up at his house. He says they don't have any bags for trick-or-treat. They're not collecting stuff, but they come up to the door wearing masks that they have printed online that look like Andy Ngo's face. So they're clearly here after him. And he said, these six individuals wearing printout masks of my face approached my family's home last night, repeatedly rang the doorbell, pounded on the window, recorded footage of property, and gestured at cameras. There were no candy bags. And this follows their doxing of my elderly mom's small business. And they put this video up. It's only 48 seconds, but he said this went on for several minutes. That's the left. That's the tolerance of the left. And, of course, the Democrats are fine with that. They're going to make sure that you have to register your speech with them. And they're perfectly fine with the censorship of our overlords, our overseers in Silicon Valley. You know, when we look at what they focus on and what they don't focus on, it's absolutely amazing to see now that we have, and this was something when I first came here to InfoWars, about the only product that we sold directly was water filters. And we had all these people who were saying, oh, you're a bunch of fear mongers about fluoride and so forth, and you're just trying to profit, create fear and profit off of this. Now we have the AP coming back, AP News, saying they've done an investigation in Canada, and they find lead in many Canadian cities have at levels that are much higher than was seen in Flint, Michigan. Hundreds of thousands of Canadians from coast to coast have been unwittingly exposed to levels of lead in their drinking water. Contamination in several cities consistently higher than they ever were in Flint, Michigan, writes the AP. Residents in some homes in Montreal, people who've been drinking and cooking with tap water with lead levels that exceeded Canada's federal guidelines. They found schools and daycares centers also had lead levels so high that researchers noted it could impact children's health. Well, yes, of course. But, you know, the interesting thing is that fluoride has the same effects as lead. You know, lead, if you have it in microscopic amounts, isn't going to harm you. It's all about the levels, isn't it? And it's the same thing with fluoride as well, right? And the levels that we're finding of both lead and fluoride put there intentionally, and they lie to you about fluoride. They tell you it's good for you. It's not. It does the same thing. They say it's a medication for which they don't even attempt to control the dose. And what's the difference between medicine and poison? It's the dosage. How do you control the dosage if you dump it into the water? Well, you don't, quite frankly. More about this when we come back. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use that I don't talk enough about is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. But word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've got an update as to what Google is doing with their Sidewalk Labs. And remember, I've talked about that many, many times on this program, but we've got an update. There was a vote last week. I'm going to tell you what was uncovered with a 2016 document about Sidewalk Labs and what their intentions were. And guess what? I was right. Sorry. I'm really sorry. I wish I wasn't right about this kind of stuff. But it's everything that we were concerned about and much more. Much more. And what we're looking at here, folks, is a kind of slavery, a kind of technocracy. And I'm going to break that down for you. But before we get into that, just I'm laying some foundation here for, in the news that we're seeing today, how they lie to you about how they're going to protect you. Lie to you about what real crime is. Lie to you about protecting you from having your election interfered with when they are laying down the infrastructure to completely rig the votes. That's precisely what they're doing. As you've got all these different companies out there led by DARPA. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, that's given $10 million to a company that's the only source of funding that they have. They are a subsidiary of Microsoft. But, you know, they create these little compartmentalized entities so that it doesn't reflect back as much on Microsoft. But it is Microsoft, and it's DARPA, and it's their little new structure that's out there that is going to guard the elections. Guard the elections for you because it's such a threat. They're now saying, even though they said, well, we had foreign interference with our elections because we had $100,000 worth of ads bought on Facebook. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense, even if true. That's not foreign interference. It doesn't amount to anything when you look at the vast amounts of money they're spent. I mean, it was only the 2000 election that George W. Bush was accused of buying the election. And I think at that time he spent $100 million. And now we're spending 10 times that, each candidate. That's because of the corruption in Washington. These people know they're going to get something for that money. These are very smart individuals. As a matter of fact, I saw a great movie over the weekend. Oh, I would highly recommend to you. I haven't seen a movie, certainly not one that I enjoyed, for a very long time. I haven't gone to the movies for a very long time because they've become such propaganda pieces. Yeah, they're, you know, this movie, however, it's called The Current War. When I first saw that, I thought, well, which war are we talking about? Are we talking about Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen? I mean, there's so many to choose from. Which current war are they talking about? No, it was actually about what's usually called the War of the Currents. Going back to 1880, the fight between Edison and Westinghouse as to who, whether we were going to have an infrastructure that was based on alternating current or direct current, AC versus DC, AC-DC. No, they're not in the, no music from AC-DC in this at all. As a matter of fact, there is no violence. There's no car chases, no explosions. There's no torture scenes. There's no blood spurting scenes. There's no language. There's no explicit sex. There's not even any implicit sex in it. But there's a lot about human nature. It's an amazing story, quite frankly. And it just goes to show how all those other things I just listed are crutches. Crutches. That people who don't know how to tell a story, who don't care what reality is, and want to create a fake reality. So many movies about what's going on in Hollywood. Who cares what's going on in Hollywood? This is how the titans of industry, how the technocrats and the bankers set up our society. And we're still living under what happened there. And here's a spoiler alert for you, except you already know this. And it hones pretty close to the truth, actually. But here's a spoiler alert for you. The banker wins. Yeah, the banker screws everybody. J.P. Morgan screws over Edison and Westinghouse and eventually Tesla as well in real life. Yeah, he holds all the cards. And we, the same guy who set up the Federal Reserve, and we're still being screwed by what he set up, aren't we? Yeah, that's the reality of life. But a beautifully made film, incredible production values, very interesting story, something you take the whole family to see and something you can talk about afterwards. Really interesting how people play the press, how they play the government, and how the people who really control things are not even geniuses who who come up and invent these types of things and implement them. No, it's the guys who control the money. You know, the people who control things are controlled by the people who control money in the long term. But getting back to this water situation, because I think there's an interesting contrast here between what's going on with water and Greta Thunberg. You know, Greta Thunberg is now asking for help on social media. She says, I've traveled halfway around the world the wrong way. And she's not talking about the fact that she went on a sailboat. No, she's talking about the wrong direction. Now I need to find a way to cross the Atlantic. In November, you know, the entire month of November, because she wants to model for you the coming age of austerity. That's not a golden age that they're planning for you. It is an age of austerity from people like AOC, austerity, occasional cortex. If anyone could help me find transport, I would be so grateful. It turns out that they have moved this virtue signaling summit from Santiago, Chile, where they natives are restless and they're burning down the buildings there. They decided maybe the climate was a little bit too hot for them politically. So, you know, it's kind of hard to go into an area where retirees are saying, we're not going to have enough money to live, and to go in there and preach the gloom and doom of climate austerity to those people. You might find that you yourself are lit on fire as they come after you with the pitchforks and the torches. So they have moved it to Spain, to Madrid specifically. And so now, as she was working her way slowly, ever so slowly, by pre-industrial civilization methods across the world from Europe to there, just like that, they've moved this virtue signaling conference. And I'm just waiting for the Washington Post to identify her as an austere religious scholar like they did Baghdadi, because actually it does fit for her. She's very austere, and she is a scholar. A scholar, if ever there was one, of that phony religion of environmentalism. And so while they get all upset about CO2, what they don't really care about is making sure that you don't have lead in your water across Canada and across the United States, as AP is finding out. And these are the same people who, as they're so concerned about CO2, which is not carbon. CO2 is what, of course, you breathe out, what animals breathe out, what plants need to survive. It's actually a good thing, a good thing. And yet, they don't care about lead, and they don't care about fluoride. As a matter of fact, they want to dump the fluoride in because it makes you a lot more accepting of the kind of nonsense that they're putting out there. As I was saying, in Canada, what they found was that, and this is kind of interesting, folks, did you realize that the national safety guideline of lead in Canada is one-third of what's permitted in the United States? In Canada, they start ringing the bells if it's 5 parts per million. In the U.S., it's like, yeah, we're okay. We can take 15 because we're Americans, right? Give us 3 times the amount of lead. That's your EPA out there that's so concerned about that. Nevertheless, what they found, a lot of people, one guy, a retired professor, said, you know, I replaced all the lead pipes in my home, but now the city didn't do it. And so now I'm getting lead in my my drinking water, and it's 28 parts per million, which is 6 times what Canada says. It's even twice what the U.S. says. Another, at a school, they found that it was 140 parts per billion. That's like 28 times higher than what they said it should be. I was getting poisoned for years. I didn't know about it, she said. As a student, I think I should be told because I'm a student. If you're not a student, you don't need to be told they're putting lead in your water, right? But I'm a student, so I should have been told. I was drinking from the tap without any knowledge. That's why we say, don't trust the government to protect you. Take the measures on your own. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have 2 different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine, and 2 other types because some people need all 3 types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot Points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEVATP, ancient peat apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. Infowarsstore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. Infowarsstore.com.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
Infowars.com/show.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a It's OK to Be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was talking about, even Canada, and not just one city, but cities across Canada, hundreds of thousands of Canadians, coast to coast, have been getting elevated levels of lead in their drinking water. And nobody is telling anyone that lead is good for you, like they are fluoride. Yeah, they have the same effect. Fluoride is done deliberately. The lead is being done because they don't want to spend money on infrastructure. You see this in Kentucky. They say, well, you know, the water wasn't safe, and we've had all these problems. We had, coal industry that went out of business, and then they had an accident, spilled toxins. And, of course, it's not just coal. It can happen with companies, as we've seen in California and elsewhere. They're in a manufacturing process, something like PFAS, for example. You know, maybe they're making Teflon-coated pots or something, but it's used in a lot of different manufacturing processes. And the PFA spills and gets into the drinking water of the community. Or you have other things that happen, glyphosates that are being used in agriculture all the time from Monsanto, and that leaches down. Even if you're not on the city water, that gets in your water as well. So they're not really too concerned about making sure that you slaves are getting clean water. You got to look out for yourself. Even though they're going to give you all the stuff for free, we hear from the Democrats all the time, and they care so much for you, so much for you. Yet they won't invest the money in the infrastructure to even get this basic stuff put together. That's why when I saw this, one of the things I thought about when I saw this movie, I was talking about over the weekend, The Current War. You know, 140 years ago, back in the 1880s, they were duking it out over who was going to provide an infrastructure that was going to provide electricity to homes. going to be able to heat and cool homes, especially light them, you know, give light in the home that was going to be safer and cleaner, and power to factories and so forth. And it was an infrastructure that, you know, as J.P. Morgan looks at it, well, this is a chance for me to get control of everything, to get very rich. And, of course, along with the infrastructure and the grid came a measure of government control as well. Eventually, that's not in the movie, but that's really what happens. But think about the infrastructure that's being built today. Are we, and do we have the titans of industry, the technocrats of today in Silicon Valley and elsewhere? Are they working on things that are going to be even remotely beneficial for you? I can't look at any of the stuff that these people are doing and say that is in any way, shape, or form something that I need. It's going to be something that's going to be there to entertain you so that they can ensnare you into their system of control and monitoring. And that's why I talk about the water situation. If they can disregard such fundamental things as that, if they can, with the FDA, give a free pass to their partners who want to profit off of an opioid epidemic, or look the other way when they put out dangerous drugs, give them a seal of approval, and then come in and say, but if you want to use your own stem cells that have been proven to be very effective for diseases, if you want to do that, we're not going to allow that. No. We're going to hold off on stem cell treatment until we can get the patented form of it using stem cells from aborted babies sold by big pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, we live in a thoroughly J.P. Morgan world today. It's all about the money. Always has been. That's why it's good to go back and look at this movie. You know, some people look at this stuff and they get caught up in the technical issues. Engineers and scientists can get caught up in the ego aspects of it. I want my name on this and not the other guys. I want to be remembered and so forth. But what they don't see in many cases is how their product is going to be used. That's especially true of the people who are developing weapons for the military industrial complex. So as you look at the situation going on in Canada, again, some of these things, nearly 30 times the allowed level of lead in these Canadian cities. In Kentucky, they had this massive spill. They said, all right, we'll come in and fix it. But now the people can't afford really to pay for the water because they're in an area that has been deindustrialized as well. And it's not just spills like that, as I pointed out. You have the pesticides, even if you don't live in an agricultural area, the pesticides that are put on your lawns. I've talked about this many times. Our dog back in the early 80s got a very rare form of leukemia, which has now been associated with glyphosate. And it's nothing new. We knew about this back in the 1980s. NPR, the reason I put the pieces together, even NPR was talking about how workers at the time, agricultural workers, were getting this particular type of leukemia at a much higher rate, even though they were using protective clothing. And I knew that was what my neighbors were spraying on their yard. And I knew that despite our best efforts, my dog would escape many times and go romp on their lawn. And sure enough, that's what happened. It got the same kind of cancer that people are now getting, that you're having these awards out there. But the EPA and the government will look the other way if there's big money involved. 67 million pounds of pesticides are used on U.S. lawns every year. Oh, so let's go to synthetic turf. Well, the synthetic turf that they put in parks and other places, that leaches out the PFAS. Well, you know, the good news is that you can filter that stuff out with the right kind of water filter. The gravity water filters that we have do filter out those PFAS 99.9%. But getting back to the other aspects of slavery, of course, the key thing about a slave is that you don't have any freedom and you don't own anything. And that is everything about what the technocracy is trying to do right now. I got an update as to what Google is doing in Toronto with Sidewalk Labs, but it's just the latest example of this UN agenda of worldwide global government that is based on a technocracy where you don't own anything. And the people who are making us the poorest the quickest are people like Bernie Sanders, who came out this weekend and proclaimed that his ideas are not far left. Play video clip number 10 so people can hear him say this.
My ideas are not far left. They are the ideas that the American people want.
Yeah, free stuff. Free stuff. You know, you got a choice. You can go for free stuff or you can go for freedom. You can choose to live your life with handouts like a slave, right? Or you can take freedom and the responsibility that comes with it. I'm reminded of the musical Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, right? And in it, Pseudolus the slave talks about getting his freedom. He's going to do something. He's going to be able to get some money and he's going to buy his freedom and he's imagining what he's going to do when he's free. And then all of a sudden he stops. And he says, wait a minute. If I were free, then nothing would be free. In other words, I'd be responsible for everything then. And he kind of stops and almost turns back because he realizes that as a slave, everything is given to him as a handout. But if he becomes free, he's responsible for everything in his life. He's going to have to go out and find, there he is right there. Zero Mostel. Great play by Stephen Sondheim. But anyway, yeah, if you're free, then nothing would be free. And here's the corollary to that. If you want everything free, like Bernie Sanders and the Democrats propose, then you are not going to be free. So we've got even Saturday Night Live mocking Elizabeth Warren in their cold opening, talking about her $52 trillion Medicare for All plan. Even a joke to Saturday Night Live. They had her saying, when Bernie Sanders was talking Medicare for All, everybody was like, oh, cool. And then they turned to me, and it was like, fix it, Mom. And she says, well, my plan compares favorably in that it exists. Biden doesn't even know how to pay for stuff. He just puts down a $50 bill on an Amtrak dining car every few months. Yeah, I just got a thing from change.org. They had a petition where they wanted you to go to change.org and sign a petition to make sure that Amtrak doesn't stop dining cars. Because, you know, everybody's using that, right? That's the problem. People have already signed a petition. They sign a petition when they vote in the marketplace, when they decide whether or not they're going to travel on a train or take some other form of transportation. And then even if they're on a train, they decide whether or not they're going to pack their lunch or whether they're going to eat that leftover stuff that they got. My wife loved train trips back when we were kids. So that's basically when they kind of stopped. And she said it's the worst food in the world. She loved train trips, but, you know, you can see it portrayed in films from the 1950s, you know, North by Northwest, the dining car scenes and stuff, or White Christmas, you know, singing about snow. But that's a relic of the past. What a put down for Joe Biden. And what a misunderstanding by change.org of what the real free market is about. It's about really voting.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take
X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment, it's the David Knight Show.
That's right, folks. As I pointed out, I watched the war about the War of the Currents, like the movie about the War of the Currents. The fight over whether our infrastructure was going to be AC or DC. Now we have a completely different infrastructure. And they're looking to shut down every aspect of freedom. And we're going to take a deep look at what this infrastructure is going to look like. But, of course, you have to have the mindset of a slave. And that's what they're preparing you for right now. That's what the Democrats are offering to the people who have been prepared for this with their time in school. And as Bernie says, hey, I'm not far left. I'm not far left. I wonder who he thinks is far left. What is far left, Bernie? Is it the Cultural Revolution of Mao, where you force people out into the fields at the point of a bayonet to live a subsistent life because, you know, it's a good thing to do. It's a morally edifying thing to do. Maybe it's good for the environment. So, you know, just shut down the economy and everybody's way of life and force them into the fields for a nice, clean, pre-industrial agrarian society. Is if that's what you want, then, and you've got absolute power, like Mao, that's what the socialists always want, then you can get that type of thing. And of course, Elizabeth Warren, and she's parodied in Saturday Night Live's opening on Saturday, we're taking trillions, she said. When the numbers are this big, they're just pretend. There ain't no Scrooge McDuck vault. You ready to get red-pilled? Money doesn't exist. Oh, yeah. See, that's it right there. In a little comedy skit, they laid out the central premise of MMT, Modern Monetary Theory. Yeah, money doesn't exist. It's just, you know, these pieces of paper and the government can create it at will. This is a bubble. This is a bubble that was created by the Federal Reserve and by the idea of the petrodollar. This is a bubble that is going to burst. It is based on a fiction. And they used to tell us when I was in college, you know, hey, we've got macroeconomics and we've got microeconomics. In microeconomics, you can't spend more than you make. But in macroeconomics, hey, you know, there is no gravity. There's no pins to bust any bubbles. Everything's just fine. And now they're doing it with a modern monetary theory. It doesn't matter. They're just pretend numbers. We can spend as much as we want. We don't have to get the money anywhere, right? I call it the magic monetary theory. It's not the modern monetary theory. But, you know, when you look at all this, again, I don't know, Bernie is not that far left. I mean, he liked Stalin. Maybe Stalin is really far left, you know, the guy that, you know, mass murder type stuff. Or maybe it's Adolf Hitler. They say he was to the right, but he did call himself a national socialist. That's the part they don't like. It's okay if you're socialist. It's okay if you do everything that Adolf Hitler did, which Stalin did. He just did it as an internationalist. You know, Stalin was equal opportunity. Adolf Hitler only did it to certain people, so that was bad. You have to be able to kill anybody that's your political opponent, right? That's the way the communists operate. We just had a reunion, which I thought was very touching. World War II reunion between some Jewish survivors and the Greek lady who rescued them as a teenager. She's now 92 years old. And for the first time, she was reunited with two Jewish siblings that she helped to save from the Nazis during World War II. She hid six members of the Mordecai family before helping them free, and they had a reunion at the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Jerusalem 70 years after the event happened, more than 70 years. Everybody was crying as they brought in 20 children and grandchildren to the event. Think about that. When you, at 92 years old, look at a situation like that, And think, because I saved this half dozen people, look at the number of lives that this multiplied out to within my lifetime. This is why we fight, folks. We'll be back.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were talking about the tearful reunion of a 92-year-old with the people that she saved as a teenager from the Nazis, and the more than 20 children and grandchildren that surrounded them. And we look at what is coming in the future, and what we have imposed in large areas of the world. All over the world, we have in front of us right now the fruit of socialism. As I've said many times, just take a look at the difference between East and West Germany, or between North and South Korea. In both of those cases, we had a country that was divided in half. The same people. The same people with the same work ethic, the same culture. Generally, the same kinds of intelligence and so forth. And look at what the political system did to one side. Look at what the political system did to East Germany versus West Germany. Or look at what the political system in North Korea has done versus South Korea. If you want prosperity, it doesn't come from government control. That is the path to slavery. It is the path to despotism. And you can see this in that the same people who are handing out free stuff all the time are the ones who are coming the hardest to take away your freedoms. They want to take away the First Amendment. Your freedom to speak if they disagree with you. They want to take away your freedom to defend yourself in the Second Amendment. And on and on. But they want to hand you all this free stuff. I mean, it is a Trojan horse if ever there was one. I mean, can't you see this? And this infrastructure of slavery that is rolling out right now. Again, as I said, it's watch the current war about the war of the currents 140 years ago, 1880s. They were building an infrastructure. They were building an electrical infrastructure, and we're building an infrastructure today, and it's a very different type of infrastructure. Take a look at China, for example. Sarah Carter had a scholar, Gordon Chang, on her show in an interview, and Gordon Chang said the U.S. must ultimately disengage from China on all fronts if it's going to maintain its status or risk China's massive potential to change the geopolitical structure of the world. This is what China has been selected for. They are the cat's paw of the globalists. He said, this is the Third Reich in the 21st century. And he's absolutely right. You know, the Hong Kong protesters, we always talk about them as the Chinese communists, and we call them the Chai Coms and so forth. They're not communists anymore. They're thugs, They're socialists. They were socialists. Now they are still socialist, but they are national socialists. They are hyper-nationalists. They are like the Nazis and the Hong Kong protesters protesting mainland China. Put up Nazi symbols because that's really what they are doing. They have created a fascist economic system, a complete partnership between corporation and corporations and government. And it's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. And they are hyper-nationalist. China's policy is incompatible with our system, said Chang. We're unfortunately going to have to reverse course, and we're going to have to disengage from China in order to protect ourselves, to reduce our vulnerability to an extremely dangerous actor. Think about this. When President Trump talks about even equalizing the gross disparity in trade tariffs between us and China, think about how all of Wall Street and the bankers and the financial community and all of Washington and both parties, for the most part, howl as if they are being murdered with an axe. Because it is their system, their global system, that is being murdered with an axe, because China is the essence of their global system. We have given them every advantage. And they've been used, as we've said many times, as a test bed for the type of society that they seek to set up here in the West. And we're going to talk about what that looks like. You can see it happening right now in Canada, in Toronto, with Sidewalk Labs by Google. These social credit scores that they're enacting using the internet and using cyberspace, the monitoring, the control that Google is exercising in cyberspace, they seek to exercise in physical space. And just like the fight between Edison and Westinghouse, these guys 140 years ago, these people are fighting to see who is going to control the world of the future. And they're using money and they're using technology to leverage that power. And it's not going to be a freeing technology. These technologies are being used in the way that Orwell and Huxley talked about in 1984 in Brave New World. But again, going back to Gordon Chang, what we have to do ultimately is to disengage from China, to get our companies out of China. Ooh, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? So that's not going to happen. Because we've already gone too far down the road of technocracy. To get China out of the United States, because we cannot live with this militant communist superstate that takes the position that China is the world's only sovereign state. They see themselves as in a position that they should rule the world. And they will be the seat of the globalists. The Chinese government sees the U.S. as basically subjects of Beijing's expansion. And the communist government believes that Americans must acknowledge Chinese sovereignty and obey them. And we see this being acted out all the time. Whether it's movies or sports and entertainment, they're going first. The high ground is the psychological ground. And so they want to make sure that sports and entertainment and media are going to be portraying them as superior. And they are demanding that. And they are also demanding that they not be criticized. And in that, are they any different from our own government? Are they any different from Marco Rubio? Marco Rubio says to these people, he's not concerned about censorship. He's not concerned about Alex Jones and InfoWars being taken off the internet. But he wants to be sure that they're going to follow his orders and not the Chinese orders. So is it going to be China Uber-Ollies or is it going to be U.S. Uber-Ollies? And when we establish a dictatorship like that, understand that just because you are American doesn't mean that you get out of it if the American government goes full authoritarian. And the American government is looking at this with very jealous eyes. You know, we had George W. Bush many years ago saying, gee, I wish I was like a Chinese dictator. I could just tell people to do whatever I wanted to. They like that kind of power and control. They seek that kind of power and control. And they pretend that there is nothing that restrains them. You know, when we look at the situation of slavery that is rolling out here, just ask you a question here. You know, we had slavery that was ended by the 13th Amendment. How many people were slaves the next day? Well, legally, nobody, right? But do you think that everybody got that message the next day? Do you think the plantation owners ran out, the overseers ran out and said, you can go now, you're free, isn't that great? No. They probably sat around and said, well, you know, if they think they're slaves, they still are. Let's not tell them. Or somebody comes along and, you know, they hear word of mouth that they're slaves. We'll tell them, well, no, you're not understanding it correctly. The Constitution really doesn't mean that. We have a lot of people who do that now, don't we? So we have all these different things in the Constitution that were put there to make us legally free. We have all these people who swear to uphold the Constitution. They swear that the Constitution is the king, the supreme law of the land, and that they are merely temporary stewards. And then they set about telling us, well, you think that you're free, but, you know, you're not really. You're just not really understanding that clear document there. We still really have this. And we'll get some persuasive people. You know, we'll get people in the media. We'll get lawyers to tell you that, it doesn't look right, does it? But that's really the way the system works. Just do what they say. And since you keep doing what you always did, and things seem the same, you'll believe that you're a slave, because you'll be acting like a slave, and they'll be telling you the whole time that you're a slave. But you're not. And we're going to talk about this new system of slavery when we come back that they're imposing on us. Stay with us.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX, that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense, that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other types, because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off.
Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Into what Google is actually putting in place, as well as the background of that. But again, we're talking about a new form of slavery. We're talking about a new infrastructure that's being built. The infrastructure that's being built today is one of surveillance and control. It's going to be used for physical control as well as psychological control. And the question is whether the Chinese government or Washington is going to be in control of your life. Quite frankly, I don't want either one of them in control of my life. I don't either want either one of them running a global government. And so we're going to talk about what we have to do to push back against that. But this weekend we had here in Austin, we had Hillary Clinton visiting. And one of the key things that you can do, as I said before, you know, you're always going to have, we go back to the allegory of slavery being ended with the 13th Amendment and people not knowing that they're free. And you're always going to have people telling them, no, you're still slaves. No, it doesn't say that. No, it is. So it is an information war to get people to understand what their position is and what truly is their human right. And a big part of that, sometimes getting in their face and screaming, and that's exactly what Alex did with the bullhorn and the armored vehicle. At the Hillary Clinton rally, we got some highlights of that for you right now. Let's play that.
America and the world is a warrior. Hillary Clinton is going down. Hillary Clinton is a Chinese communist agent and a criminal and that's it to the world.
Some of the highlights of Alex Jones going after the Hillary Clinton event here in Austin over the weekend. If you want to see that, the full highlights, you can find that at band.video. band.video. All right, let's talk about what's happening now in Toronto. Again, this is Google's move to establish what is the prototype for smart cities. And that goes back to a UN agenda, UN 2030 agenda, all done in the name of sustainability, all done to protect the environment, you know, from the magical cow farts and so forth. That is the beard that they use to establish this system of complete surveillance and control. And as they set up a deal with a group called Waterfront Toronto, they set up a deal with Google. And they called it this smart city test. They called it Sidewalk Labs. That should tell you something, shouldn't it? You're not going to be driving. This isn't the highway to the future. We don't build infrastructure that liberates people anymore. We don't build an electrical grid that's going to liberate people and illuminate our cities and energize our factories. We don't build an interstate infrastructure. There's absolutely no way that we could do that today. Not with the kind of waste and corruption we have in the American government. We, you know, couldn't print enough paper money at the Federal Reserve to do that, right? They don't even have printing presses that could run around the clock that long, I guess. Because it's absolutely absurd to look at what it now costs to fix a short section of road or to modify something. So around here in Austin, you know, if we get a new road that's added, it's going to be a toll road. That's the only way they can justify it, they say. That's what our government has come to. So you have Waterfront Toronto is looking to the big corporations because they have all the money and they want them to run something that is green and sustainable. But this is the tyranny that it looks like in the smart cities. Waterfront Toronto last week were saying that they were going to have a vote. So this is last Thursday. They were going to have a vote the next day, and I'll tell you what the result of that vote was. But what happened was one of the local papers published a summary of the Yellow Book, which is a 2016 document that laid out Google's vision for what they were going to do in Toronto at Sidewalk Labs, as well as future projects. They're not just going to do it in Toronto. This is a worldwide agenda. It is a globalist UN agenda, just like our war on drugs, just like the agenda for gun control, just like the agenda for people replacement that they came out with, the massive open borders agenda. Oh, yeah, the population is declining, so we got to bring people in to pay for your Social Security everywhere. Got to open up all the borders. That's all coming from the UN. Then we got to close the borders down for guns, which means that we're going to have an identification number for every gun owner and for every piece of gun equipment, including the ammunition, so we can track them everywhere, make sure they don't cross the borders, which is a way that they have a universal registration so they can move next to confiscation. And these are the people who are pushing the ban of private automobiles and durable automobiles. And so they have a vision for you, and they have a vision not only for Toronto, but for Detroit, for Denver, for Alameda, which is in Northern California. They're going to start with something like the Disney project in Central Florida. You know, Walt Disney saw what happened in Disneyland. He went in and he created this great amusement park, and then everybody built stuff all around it and made a lot of money. He said, well, I'd like to do something like that on the East Coast, but I want to make sure that I own the hotels and restaurants and things like that around there. So he quietly went in, bought up a huge, huge part of Central Florida. I know I used to live in Florida at the time all this happened. I was in high school when Disney World opened. Yes, I'm that old. Disney World, not Disneyland. And so they went in and they basically created a privately owned municipality. So they have their own police and fire department and everything. Like, they're not answerable to any politicians or any government organizations. It is a completely corporate owned area. And that is what Google seeks to establish in these other areas. And then they're going to show how these technocrats can run this so much better than politicians, no doubt. I mean, anybody can run anything better than these politicians. The question is, do we need to have our lives run by politicians or by technocrats? That was not the view of the people who founded this country, that we don't have other people running it for us, whether they're politicians or big corporations. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. But word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
And now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Ban.video.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
You know, I said earlier in the program, you know, what if you were a slave and the 13th Amendment was passed? Would you be free the next day if you didn't know that you were free? If nobody told you? Or if they lied to you and said, no, you just don't understand that. That's not official yet. It'll happen someday, but it's not official yet. And see, this guy who's read it over here, he'll explain it to you. He's a lawyer or a judge or a congressman or something like that, right? Or I can explain it to you. Gaslight people. What if, however, what if at some point you think that you're free, go the other way, you think that you're free, and you don't see something that is being enacted right under your nose? And quite frankly, that's where we are today. Take a look at what Google is doing as they lay their sinister plans right now. I mean, I go back to H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, right? As everybody went about their business, you know, the planet was being surveilled by jealous eyes. Everything that we were doing was being watched. You know, and they wanted to take over our planet, that type of thing. Well, that's happening right now. Happening right now. And we'll talk about another H.G. Wells novel that really kind of lays that out, where these people are with their technocracy. But specifically, what is actually happening today? Well, in Toronto, again, they want to go in and set up a situation where they are independent of the government, just as Disney is in Central Florida. They have their own municipality. The plan that Google has calls for the creation of privately owned and regulated roads, of charter schools, of the power to levy and to spend property taxes without democratic oversight, a corporate criminal justice system where the cops and judges work for Google. Sidewalk Labs, they call it, but it's Google. And a totalizing the top to bottom continuous surveillance. This is rule by technocracy, right? Technocrats. It's not democracy. It's not a republic. It is a technocracy. And these people have been very jealously looking to set up something like this for quite some time. The people who wrote their dystopian novels, as many of us look at it, but to them, it was their plan for utopia, because as dystopian as it would be for those of us who are the slaves on the bottom to their system, for them, it is utopia, because they are controlling everything. So this is how it also goes, as we're talking about this yellow book that was leaked. It's a 2016 document from Google's Sidewalk Labs talking about their plans for Toronto, Denver, Detroit, Alameda, many other cities. Those are just the beginning, right? What is it going to look like? Well, they're going to own and control everything. They'll have their own courts, their own police, the judges, the cops, everybody will work for them. They'll be observing everyone, and they'll have the power to tax you and so forth. But they will also have the ability to punish you. Chinese style. Listen to this. Torontans who decline to share information with Sidewalk Labs will not receive the same level of services as those who do. In the document, it says this. Those choosing to remain anonymous would not be able to access all of the area's services. Automated taxi services would not be available to anonymous users. Some merchants would not accept cash, the book warns. So that's right. You want to be anonymous. You want to use cash. Well, you're not going to be able to ride in any of our self-driving cars. Why? Because those are under centralized control. If you want to pay for cash, that's not going to be allowed either. You're going to have to pay electronically so we can observe and monitor and record and analyze every single thing that you do. Goes on to say, describes reputation tools that would lead to, quote, a new currency for community cooperation. This is the same social credit system that the Chinese have done. And of course, the Chinese are not just doing this with online activity, but they have cameras everywhere where they can monitor your face. They can even identify the way that you walk in case you cover up using some privacy masks or clothing. They can still identify you by the way that you walk. And they have you in the database so they can monitor everything that you do. Sidewalk Labs could use these tools to hold people or businesses accountable, they say. That's taken from their document, their 2016 plan to rule the world. Hold people to businesses or businesses accountable while rewarding good behavior. As by rewarding a business's good customer service with an easier or cheaper renewal process on its license. Everything is licensed by these technocrats that have been given control of our cities in Google's vision here. The accountability system would be based on personal identity, they say, in their document. That's a direct quote. Could also be used to make financial decisions. And here's another quote from their document. A borrower's stellar record of past consumer behavior could make a lender, for instance, more likely to back a risky transaction, perhaps with interest rates influenced by digital reputation ratings, it says. So there you go. If they like you, if you do what they want, if you agree with everything that they say, if you don't question anything that they say or do, then they like you. And you'll be allowed to have a business. You'll be allowed to borrow money, even at preferential rates. But if they don't like you, you're not going to go anywhere. That is exactly what China's doing. Opening up the entire world to those who we like, and anybody we don't like, they won't move an inch. That's what they brag about. And so if they, you will not be able to access any of their services if you choose to remain anonymous. So just take that mark of the beast from Google and their sidewalk labs. That's precisely what these people are doing. This is a system of global slavery that is being built right now. No infrastructure of electricity, that's being taken down. Look at how that's collapsing in California. Again, in the name of sustainability, the only thing sustainable about their plans is tyranny, folks. Not electricity, not our food supply, not our mobility, just their control and tyranny. And so what happened? Even after that plan, that yellow book, that 2016 document talking about these dystopian Chinese authoritarian policies of social credits, even after that leaked, even after that was exposed by the local paper, they still got their way. Still got their way. Because government is going to bow down and give it to them. They've got too much money now. These people, the thing that's different, like I said, we're looking at that movie about the War of the Currents and how you had the inventors who were strapped for cash because they were developing things, they were hiring people, they were buying and building, and so they needed capital. That put J.P. Morgan in control. The problem is that now Google has so much money, they don't need a J.P. Morgan. They have so much money that they are J.P. Morgan. And you got Facebook, who seeks to, Zuckerberg wants to set up a global currency. And what is his big carrot that he's holding out there for the governments? He says, I will give you a global ID for all the people in the world. That was in his white paper. So he's holding out for them that he will be able to identify everyone, that he will be able to track everyone for them. Just let me control the world's currency. And so as even though this all came out, Waterfront Toronto said, yeah, we'll go ahead. We'll let Google do all this stuff. After they're now going to have 5 months of consultation and negotiations about privacy implications. But it's okay because after Sidewalk Labs, Google, that is, forced its government partners. It's a public-private partnership. It's called fascism when government corporations partner together. They revealed a much broader proposal. Yeah, we want 190 acres. We want a bigger area. We want more control over that area. They said, well, we'll have to take a look at that. And they said, well, here's the deal. We'll give you better terms to profit from this. You know, we'll just give you a little bit more money to enslave people. We'll be right back.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
Infowars.com/show.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As we look at what's happening with Google and with Sidewalk Labs in Toronto, given free reign even after you've had a lot of these environmentalists who believe the beard that this is all being done for the environment. No, it's being done for sustainable tyranny, for sustainable control of the population. This isn't about saving the environment at all. This is about ushering in a technocracy. And this is nothing new, quite frankly. This has been the dream of the global elite for 100 years or more. They've been very open about it. And so as we see Google with Sidewalk Lab saying, well, this is Toronto, but then we're coming for Detroit, and we're coming for these, you know, other areas that are down the road. We've got a lot of different cities who are going to be doing this. We want complete private control like Disney has, and then we're going to watch everything that everybody does. We're going to enact a social credit system, and they laid it out in that document. And even though you had a lot of people in Toronto concerned about the total surveillance being done by Google. They said, all right, we'll work with you if you cut us in. That's the bottom line. And it's not just Google, of course. We've also got Zuckerberg, who wants a worldwide currency. And in order to buy and trade, you will have to accept his global ID. Now, he's run into some rough waters with the people who, basically Maxine Waters and others, her husband, affiliated with the banking industry. And a lot of people in Washington don't like having their petrodollar dominance questioned. They're not too interested in a technocracy when it comes to the financial infrastructure. And so they have pushed back on him for the time being. But he also wields a great deal of power over our elections, as do these other people. Twitter, again, saying, I'm not going to let anybody put out any, buy any political ads. As I pointed out, we've seen that type of tactic done before. A high-handed tactic done by ABC News when they were pushing Obamacare. For a week, they would do half of their news broadcast from the Obama White House, talking about how wonderful Obamacare was going to be. It was going to solve all of our medical problems and so forth every day. And the Republicans said, wait a minute, this is just a political announcement for them. We want equal time. They said, no, we're not going to give it to you. All right, we won't fight in court, but we want to buy some ads to rebut what you're saying. Just a little bit of time, and we'll pay for it. They said, no, we're not going to do that either. And that's exactly what Twitter is doing right now. We're going to control what people say. And then if you want to go around that and even buy ads, we're not even going to sell you the ads. And now we had last week Facebook deleting one of the largest Donald Trump Facebook fan pages, had over 3.3 million fans. It was a fan page that said, Donald Trump is our president. They said, we paid Facebook about $100,000 to build this and to use ads, and it was just removed yesterday. I've made my identity perfectly clear. I am in no way associated with President Trump, nor I've ever claimed to be. This is simply a fan page. We made it abundantly clear in many, many places on the page, so they took that down. Whether or not they restored it is irrelevant. I don't know. I didn't follow up on the story to see if they restored it. But that's the kind of power that Facebook exercises. Now, we're supposed to believe that $100,000 worth of ads turned the last election, right? When you got Hillary Clinton spending over $1 billion. Who knows how much was really spent if you fold in all the different super PACs. And yet, $100,000 worth of ads from this fan page, oh, we're going to shut that down because that's going to change the election. That's the kind of power these people wield, and it's not enough for them. It's never enough. It's just like John D. Rockefeller when a reporter asked him, you know, how much money is enough for you? And he said, just a little more. You see, you never get enough because it's addictive. It's like a drug. Money and power are like a drug, and you can never get enough of it. And that's really what motivates these people. I've had an individual ask me, you know, you've got a very pessimistic viewpoint on things. How do you live with that? And so, well, first of all, I'm a Christian, and so I know that God is in control. But secondly, he said, but explain to me, what would possibly motivate these people? And so, well, you'll never understand their mindset any more than you could understand. A normal person would not understand this any more than a normal person would understand the mindset of Ted Bundy. You know, what makes a person go out and abduct women and, you know, rape and torture and murder them? You're never going to understand that. Right? It makes absolutely no sense, but it happens. It's enough to know that it happens. And it's enough to know that this is happening. And it's enough to know what these people intend to do. They intend to abduct your freedom. They intend to take away your hard-won liberties and your constitution. They intend to enslave and dominate you. I don't really care what their motivations are. I've got a pretty good idea what they are, but it doesn't really matter. I know what their plans are. We've read their documents. I just read you what Google is planning to do with Sidewalk Labs, and the people in Toronto are just fine with it. And guess what? People in Detroit and other places are going to be just fine with it as well because they're going to be cut in on it. They'll sell you down the river. They will sell you into slavery. And you think you're free. And you got the people in this country who are so upset about a system of slavery that ended 150 years ago, and they're totally unaware of the slavery that is being, the chains that are being forged on them today, and that's by design. That's exactly by design. So it's not just controlling your currency. It's not just controlling your speech. It's not monitoring you everywhere that you go and putting a social credit score on you to make sure that you can't do business or even travel if the company doesn't approve of you. So this is why when we talk about the deplatforming of these internet giants, and they flex their muscle, all acting as once to take down InfoWars, Alex Jones and so forth. And we have all these people, conservatives and libertarians. Of course, the left applauds it. The left loves to take away freedom. But the conservatives and the libertarians who should know better say, but it's a corporation. They're allowed to do what they want. They won. They won. And we don't stop them. And we come back and we say, but wait a minute. They said this is the digital public square. We had a Supreme Court case in 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. It was a company-owned town, and they said to a woman, sorry, you can't hand out those religious flyers. And the Supreme Court in 1946 still followed the Constitution, still understood the principles that America was founded on, that we get our rights not as permission from the government or from the Supreme Court, but our rights are there by virtue of our humanity. They're given by God. And the purpose of government is to protect those rights. And that doesn't mean just protecting those rights from government stealing them from us. It means that you protect those rights from a corporation stealing them from us, just the same as if a corporation came up and with all their money, if they hired armed men and came up and pointed guns in your face and took your home, we don't allow that to happen, do we? But they can basically do that with your speech now. And when I said, well, you know, Jack Dorsey has said at least 8 times in testimony that their business model is the digital public square. And folks, if you can let them control your life in the digital public square, what Google and Facebook and Elon Musk are doing is they're working to control your life in the physical public square. That's what Sidewalk Labs is about. They've already established the principle that because they're big corporations, they can do whatever they wish. And the government has partnered with them because they want the technology, because the technology gives them control. And if they can do whatever they wish in the digital public square, they can do whatever they wish in the physical public square. And that includes having implantable devices. Yeah, that's what Zuckerberg is saying. Yeah, you know, we want these brain reading wearables because, you know, there'd be a lot of fun. You know, you can play games and we can beam stuff to you. And DARPA is funding this just with one allocation in the Obama administration, their brain initiative, $200 million. DARPA wants to be able to read and to change, selectively change memories, be able to erase certain memories and implant new memories, you know, just like Total Recall. And is it any surprise that these people who've been working on this and spending astronomical sums of money, that they're now closing in on technology that will allow them to do the kind of dystopian things that have been written about by Philip K. Dick, by H.G. Wells, by George Orwell, by Aldous Huxley? This is, everything is coming together. I mean, even the ectogenesis, you know, being able to gestate children outside of the mother. Oh, yeah, we'll have that in no time at all. Brave New World's right around the corner. Well, we're going to talk about technocracy and its origins in the 1930s. We're going to name some names, folks. You need to understand how this plan formed, and you need to understand where they see it going, because it's going there faster than you can believe. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table. And I clicked on iodine and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time. But I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high quality nutraceutical grade iodine is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the okay symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for okay. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have it's okay to be okay, politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Is it any coincidence that we have both Zuckerberg and Facebook with their Building 8 R&D facility that's under the direction of a former director of DARPA? These people who seek to read your mind, to change your mind, they have the same objective, interestingly enough, as DARPA. Now, DARPA tells us this is to help veterans who are on PTSD. No problem. Everybody wants to help veterans on PTSD. Well, you know, one of the things that we might do is not have them fight wars as mercenaries, where freedom is not involved, where we're not attacked, where it hasn't been declared. We might do that, or we might go the other way, and instead of correcting the first error, we might make some really, really bad decisions and decide that we're going to create a dystopian future where we can alter and implant memories with people. And now you have Elon Musk and Zuckerberg doing that. And isn't it interesting that we just have this confluence of people who used to work with DARPA coming into these corporations to help them to establish what DARPA has wanted to do all along? Regina Dugan has promised that the Facebook Corporation is, quote, not talking about decoding your random thoughts. That might be more than any of us care to know. Yeah, they got more specific things. Huh? But such a promise is hard to believe, given the fact that Facebook is a data mining corporation, and their business model is big data, and big data is insatiable. Big data becomes more successful the more data big data gets, right? That's the whole point, is to vacuum up everything and then figure out what you're going to do with it later. That's the way that the NSA works as well, the same principle. And so they're going to make sure that everybody is an active participant in this. And this is something, again, as I've pointed out before, DARPA, think about the history of mind control. It's been very crude things in terms of chemicals like LSD. They also got involved in the occult. I mean, you know, you've seen Michael Aquino, NSA employee, one of the founders of the Temple of Set. Openly talking, looked like Eddie Munster. He went on Oprah Winfrey. Looked like Eddie Munster. But of course, he's selling the idea of the occult, and they've tried the occult in order to control people's minds, drugs and so forth. Michael Aquino was alleged to have been a pedophile back at the Presidio. But no problem, right? We don't have a problem with that with our deep state people. That's actually a check mark on your resume if you can do something like that. But when we take a look at Elon Musk, it's not just Mark Zuckerberg. Elon Musk has his neural lace computer chips that he wants to also implant in your brain. You know, because you just can't enjoy life without having implanted brain chips that let you play games. I guess we ought to call these blue pill. Blue pill chips. Just take the blue pill and just space out in the matrix. That's really what Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are offering people. They're offering you the blue pill. It can be implanted in the human brain with the eventual purpose of helping human beings merge with software, as he told Joe Rogan over a year ago. Help you keep pace with artificial intelligence, be able to play games. Well, where does this kind of stuff come from? You know, we've had the technocratic elite talked about by Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski, talked about how the world is going to be ruled by technocratic elite. They were going to be essential to his trilateral scheme to create world government. But it goes way before Zbigniew Brzezinski. Goes decades before that. Go back to the 1930s. And you can see the novels that are being written about the ideas these people had already been working on for decades. You know, 1932, Brave New World. And we had in 1933, H.G. Wells, Shape of Things to Come. That lays out the technocracy. And surprise, surprise, right about that time, the 1930s, Elon Musk's grandfather actually created a corporation called Technocracy Incorporated. Was outlawed by the Canadian government. We'll have that story when we come back. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, it's not just things like Skynet and the Terminator series that have become memes, and you now have people who are very powerful with a great deal of money and technology who are really trying to seek to make these types of elements of these dystopian novels come to life, come to reality. This is the kind of infrastructure that they're now building for us. And if we go back to the 1930s and take a look at what these people who, these are based on evolutionary, eugenic ideas, the master race, that type of stuff. At the same time, we had Hitler coming to power based on those types of ideas that not all people should be treated as the same, right? We're all human, but, you know, some animals are more equal than others, as George Orwell would later say. And so certain races were superior, more highly evolved than others. They needed to be increased. Other people needed to be decreased. We had eugenics sweeping across the world. It was very much the fashion, not just in Germany, but with the intellectual elites in America, in England, and everywhere. And it was really expressed by these science fiction writers like H.G. Wells, Huxley, and others, who are deeply steeped in the evolutionary eugenics of the middle 1800s. And so by the 1930s, these guys were writing novels about how technology was going to allow the elite to rule the world. A good example of this is the 1933 novel, Shape of Things to Come, which became a movie. I think it was about 1936 or so. It was before World War II began. Perhaps you've seen this Raymond Massey. is the technocratic overlord who's had enough of these nationalists, and he's going to teach them a lesson. He's going to impose a global regime of peace, and we see this all the time. I remember the 1960s, and everybody was promoting the UN. The UN was going to be the implementer of a worldwide peace because all of our strife was due to nationalism. And that's still a theme that they try to sell people about nationalism. And that was very much a part of H.G. Wells' Shape of Things to Come. Just want to play for you just a little bit of the trailer for Things to Come to give you an idea of this and how this really informed and inspired this whole movement that Elon Musk's grandfather was a part of. And I think it still plays a part today in the mindset of Elon Musk, the mindset of Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and all these guys. I think it is, well, we'll talk about that. So here's a clip from Things to Come.
2036 AD. You are catapulted through the centuries, whirled into the great unknown, into an era of glass cities towering to the sun, and a gigantic space gun rocketing passengers to the moon.
This is an independent sovereign state.
Yes, we must talk about that.
We don't discuss it.
We don't approve of independent sovereign states.
You don't approve?
We mean to stop them.
That's war.
If you will.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we don't approve of independent sovereign states. He was the face of globalism, but he was also portrayed as the face of rationalism, of progress. Yeah, progressive. He was very progressive. He wanted world government. He didn't want any sovereign states. And they had the overwhelming technology to wipe out anybody that was in their way. And, of course, he gave him kind of a ham-fisted name. He called that guy John Cabal. That was actually his name. It's part of a globalist cabal. But, you know, that's just science fiction, right? That's not happening in real life. Well, at the time, it really was being put together in real life. They were preparing everybody for this type of future. They could see the nationalism, strident nationalism of Adolf Hitler and others. And so they were offering this as an alternative to that and talking about what life was going to be like 100 years later, 2036. Well, they didn't get it too wrong. 2030 is the target date for the UN and for their smart city agenda and so forth. But at the same time, in the 1930s, you had Elon Musk's grandfather, Joshua Haldeman. He was research director of Canada's Technocracy Incorporated. It was a techno-fascistic non-governmental organization, exactly like the airmen that you saw there. Very fascist. We're going to do this the way that we want. We're going to combine government with industry. And we're not going to be bothered with politics or democracy or any kind of laws. As a matter of fact, we don't need God either. There's no morality. There's no God. There's just technology. Technology. And if we have better technology than you, we'll do whatever we wish. And, of course, the smarter people are going to be more morally informed, of course. That's the way it always works out in this and Star Trek and all these other things, right? But the Canadian government in 1940 outlawed Elon Musk's grandfather's organization, Technocracy Incorporated. They feared that the technocrats were plotting to overthrow the government and the constitution of the country. You know, kind of like the technocrats had always talked about in science fiction and also in their papers talking about how they were elite, they were smarter than everybody else. You know, it wasn't just one particular race or group of people, but it was the people who really understood technology. They were the ones who really needed to rule everybody else. And so Elon Musk's grandfather, Haldeman, was arrested, and he went through a trial. They acquitted him. As soon as he was acquitted, he headed out to South Africa. That's why Elon Musk is coming back from South Africa. But in this story that was traced out by John Klysik, talking about the technocrats, about their eugenics, and about transhumanism, because this is all tied together, the same people. You know, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, you know, his brother, Julian Huxley, is the one who coined the term transhumanism. All these threads come together, and all this technology and all these threads, these ideas, are now coming together as well. So he traces it back to Yale's School of Medicine, and the kind of experiments that were being done at the time to control people's minds way back in the 1940s. And they've had a lot of time, a lot of money to perfect this. He talks about Delgado, one of the people who was the founder of the neural implant technology that both Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg now want to use, just, you know, so you can play games and watch movies and stuff like that. you talk about selling your life, your freedom, your culture, your inheritance for a bowl of porridge. I mean, at least that was a bowl of porridge that Esau went for. I mean, this is like a video game experience. I mean, how stupid is that? How stupid is that? That we would give up everything that we have and our ancestors have clawed out from these people. We just go into a system of slavery just to be entertained and distracted. That's what this really amounts to. The transhumanist stemoceiver is what he called it. Now, he did that from 1954 to 1965. He talked about violence in the brain in his book. His colleagues put up a eugenicist theory that said riotous tendencies of the inner city African Americans could be quelled by implanting urban blacks with brain chip stemoceivers and other electronic neurotechnologies. Let me tell you something. It's going to be equal opportunity. All of this stuff, all the eugenics, all the abortion clinics, all this stuff was applied first to the blacks. And that should tell you, in case you didn't want to believe that Margaret Sanger and the Bush family's patriarch, Prescott Bush, in case you didn't want to believe that they were hardcore eugenicists, just take a look at where the research was going with these people. Physical control of the mind, another article that he wrote. In the early 1950s, he said, a patient in a state mental hospital expressed a strong desire as well as an ability to alter her conduct. The psychiatric treatment had failed, so she and her mother urgently requested some kind of brain surgery be performed. I'm sure that's what they said. Can't you do brain surgery to do this? And so what they did was they implanted these stimulators to control her mind. Now, when we look at what they're putting in place, we'll be right back. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back with this. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. Infowarsstore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the Infowar. A total 360 win. Infowarsstore.com. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. VasoBeats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. Infowarsstore.com, and your purchases fund the Infowar.
Infowars.com/show. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, I saw a very thought-provoking movie over the weekend about the competition to build our energy infrastructure, our power grid. And I thought, what kind of a grid are we building right now? We're building a grid that's going to put technocrats in power, the technocracy. And we've got people like Zuckerberg and Elon Musk openly talking about how they're going to implement the strategy of DARPA and others using, in many cases, like Facebook, using people from DARPA to implement these programs where the basic research has been done by government funding. Setting up cities like Google is doing, Sidewalk Labs in Toronto, and they've got plans for at least 4 more cities in the United States to roll this out. It is explicitly the same exact system in their document, their 2016 yellow book that was exposed, the same system being done by the Chinese communist government in China, the biometric surveillance in the public square to control your interaction, to make you behave, social credit system. And yet, even after that was exposed, the people there in the government of Toronto said, okay, well, that's all right, just cut us in on that. We'll let you keep going with this project here. And that's what we have to be concerned about. Stop being gaslighted by these people. Stop being blue-pilled by them. Stop accepting this type of stuff just because you want to get credentials in school or because you want to be able to play a video game or whatever the motivation is. I mean, where are these people going? Again, going back to the 1930s, the revolt of the engineers, the technocracy, Elon Musk's own grandfather. He knows this stuff. Elon Musk, when he talks about what is happening with this stuff, Elon Musk is on the inside. It is a limited reveal. And he is fully on board with this radical technocracy movement. Absolutely fully on board. Everything that he is doing is consistent with it. You know, he's not there for the little guy. He's not exposing the big plan. He's not, it's a limited reveal of what's happening here. And the introduction to technocracy, and again, this is his grandfather's organization, published in 1933, same time that they're rolling out these various novels like the Things to, you know, the movie Things to Come, based on Shape of Things to Come. The movement's leaders declared, as Financial Times reports, that the riffraff of outdated social institutions, you know, things like the Constitution and so forth, were blocking progress, and the politicians should be swept aside. This is why the Canadian government arrested Elon Musk's grandfather. Well, it looks like you're trying to overthrow us. Yeah, you know, when you say politicians need to be swept aside, the rule of law needs to be swept aside, we need to be able to do whatever we want. And they said traditional economics was nothing more than the pathology of debt. And so what are these people telling us today? They'd say, well, you know, we don't have to really worry about money. We got the modern monetary theory, the magic money theory, and we can do whatever we want. And they do. You know, they give themselves billions and trillions of dollars to develop these weaponized infrastructures against us. In contrast to the devious ways of politics, the fumbling methods of finance and business, we have the methods of science and technology, says the manifesto of the Technocracy. Again, the organization that was founded and led by Elon Musk's father. That sounds exactly like, if you watch or read the novel Shape of Things to Come, or watch the film Things to Come, that is exactly the kind of techno-fascist pronouncements that you see from the character there, Raymond Massey. John Cabal. Modern common sense, goes on the manifesto, modern common sense is now calling upon physical science and technology to extend the frontiers of their domain. Historian William Aiken identified three wellsprings for budding technocrats, the growing fashion for centralized planning among progressive reformers, a popular mythology of the engineer as savior of American society, and the scientific management theories of Frederick W. Taylor. Again, Taylor is the guy who did the factory studies, where he would record the movements of people on assembly lines, and then they would fine tune that and so forth. He's worshipped like a god by the Japanese, and of course his studies were very effective at changing Japanese manufacturing from a laughingstock to the best in the world. And he was largely ignored in America, but not by the elitists. But look at those three areas there. Centralized planning, the myth of the engineer as the savior of American society. And that's part of what you see in the glimpse that you get. And it's an accurate glimpse of the way that people like Edison were viewed in the 1880s. Yeah, they're going to, you know, look at the stuff that they can do. I mean, look at, wait, created an electric light bulb. He created a telephone. He created motion pictures. These guys created an electric grid. These guys can do anything. And that was the spirit out of which this technocracy was created. And that's a spirit that has now been revived in America with the technocracy that we now have. And it is combined with a progressive, centralized planning. Socialism. George Gilder calls these people neo-Marxists because they believe that they should direct our lives. And as he writes in Life After Google, and he said, just like Karl Marx, they believe that they have solved all the production issues and that there is no need for shortages of anything. It's just that the means of distribution have to be controlled, and they will be the ones who control it. They will decide what everybody gets. That's what's really behind all this Green New Deal stuff, everything that the socialist progressives are doing. And it is a wedding of socialist progressivism and technocracy that is being fed to us today, just like it was 100 years ago. Abolishing the price mechanism, maximizing production. Same thing that was happening at that time in the Soviet Union. In the brilliant dystopian novel We, writes Financial Times, a Russian writer, Yevgeny Zamyatin, savaged that kind of technocratic thinking, foreseeing a society in which people had numbers, not names. They operated like cogs in a vast industrial machine. And even beyond that, I mean, they're not looking at manufacturing anymore. Instead, they're looking at controlling you like cattle. I think a better analogy of this is the end of H.G. Wells' other book, The Time Machine. The Eloi and the Morlocks. You know, the Eloi are running around carefree. It looks like they've had everything given to them. except they're periodically harvested by the Morlocks. And that's basically, the Eloi are out there now looking at, you know, when am I going to get my 5G? When can I get my brain implant from Elon Musk or Facebook? Which one do you want? You know, that's going to be the current, that's going to be the war that's coming up. You know, which format are we going to have for the brain implant? AC or DC? You know, that was what they were fighting about back then. Whose format's going to be? They were disappointed, again, that reason had not swept everything before it. And again, these people are functional atheists because just like the communists, they think that they're God. They hate anything that is a competition to them being God. And that even includes, as I pointed out on Friday, the attacks that we see happening at the local level, trying to shut down any kind of individual or voluntary charity, especially by Christian groups. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the okay symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for okay. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have it's okay to be okay, politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at some uncomfortable truths that came out about the Clintons this weekend. Not only did Alex Jones bullhorn them from his armored vehicle here in Austin, but inside there were some uncomfortable exchanges with Hillary Clinton from people who were there as part of, ostensibly a book signing. I mean, she wasn't at Costco this time. anyway, there was an exchange with a guy coming after Hillary. Before we get to that, though, I just want to say one more thing about slavery. As I said before, you know, what about the day after the 13th Amendment is passed? Do the people who were slaves, do they know that they're free? Will they believe other people who tell them, no, that didn't happen, or no, actually, that's just a technicality. The 13th Amendment isn't really what you think it is. Or conversely, after somebody says that, sees that, and says, oh, yeah, we are free. And then they find other ways to enslave them. And tell them, but don't worry, because you're free now. It's just, we're going to control where you can go and what you can say and what you can do and whether or not you have a business and whether or not you can own a gun and all this, so forth. And that's the world in which we live now, for the most part. We have a foot in both of those worlds. But for the most part, people aren't aware of the system of slavery that is being enacted on us right now and has already been enacted. For example, this story from the New American: tech company quietly keeps millions of U.S. students under surveillance. There you go. See, that's what our schools have become. They've become training grounds. You know, that's to prepare people to live in the society that the government wants them to live in. And a big part of that is being comfortable with your surveillance. You know, to get accustomed to the fact that anytime you go anywhere, there's going to be armed police guards, and they're going to be scanning you for weapons or anything else that they have forbidden you from having. And that your every move and every thought is going to be monitored by the government. That's a big part of preparing you for life in America. That's what the schools are for. They're not there to teach you to think critically. They're not there to give you skills to communicate or analytical, mathematical skills. No. It's there to acclimate you to the world in which they have decided that you're going to live. And so this particular company is called Gaggle. Isn't that like Google, right? Illinois company began in 1998 as an email client, but now it's become so much more. What they have piggybacked on their little free email system is a way to, in the name of safety, of course. You know, we want to prevent suicides. We want to identify people who have psychological issues and so forth and stop shooters before they happen. And so we're going to monitor their mental health. We want to support the well-being of the whole child. You know, Mrs. Robinson, look about you. All you see are sympathetic eyes. We'd just like to know a little bit about you for our files, right? And also all of Mrs. Robinson's children as well. And so when asked, one of these schools, the administrator was asked why he chose, why he chose Gaggle. The founder said, well, our goal was to give teachers an easy way to watch over their gaggle of students. You know, they're just kind of like a bunch of sheep, right? And you're not doing this as a shepherd who has their best interest. So it's really more like the overseers of a government plantation. And they're overseeing everything that you've got. They claim to have prevented 722 students from carrying out an act of suicide in just this 2019 school year. Nobody can call that into question, right? You know, they don't have to prove it or anything. They can just make that assertion. But when you look at this, and the point of the article from New American is to point out just how much this looks like the red flag stuff that we've seen, the HARPA agenda that we've seen proposed, Oh, yes, we have to do this as part of mental health surveillance using a combination of in-house artificial intelligence and human content moderators. You know, they pretend this is all being done by AI, but always behind the scenes, you've got humans back there listening to what you're doing and making judgment decisions about that. They pay those people $10 an hour. It says that it can help prevent gun violence and student suicides, and it does so by tracking everything, including any notifications that might get sent to you by this email program. So you're going to get free email. But when they give you the free email, what comes with it is a total surveillance package because they start analyzing everything that you get. Notifications you get from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram accounts, those get linked to the email address. Then they've got those public accounts and, you know, that's just your life log, your permanent record, as Ed Snowden said. And so they can go that permanent record and they can look at your conversations. They can look at what you post. They can make all kinds of assumptions about that. And parents cannot opt out of this surveillance. If you send your child to a school that subscribes to Gaggle, then it is tacit permission for that company to keep tabs on your child's email, your child's web searches, and all online activity. Because as I pointed out, we're talking about the sexualization of kids in schools. They've held since the early 1990s. Well, you don't want your kid taught about sex when they're 7 years old? Well, tough. We'll make that determination. We'll decide when they're old enough to hear what we want to hear. And we will tell them what we want to tell them about sexual practices and about gender and so forth. And when he challenged it, they arrested him. And then the judge said, in loco parentis, in place of the parents, you have abandoned your child to the state when you drop them off. And they feel entitled to surveil and to create a permanent record dossier of everything that you do. And that's exactly what they do. So how does this work out? You know, as we look at the expansion of technology now, not in the service of individuals, but in the service of authoritarian states, as they're creating an infrastructure of slavery, understand that right now there actually is Islamic slave markets that are operating using the tools that they have on the internet from Zuckerberg, Instagram, and others. It's not just in Libya where they have opened up literal slave markets, but now it's also online, active online trade in slavery. The UN says that it is fighting modern slavery. International civil servants are either corrupt or incompetent because nothing changes. And the BBC has discovered Islamic slave markets on Instagram and other applications. BBC News Arabic. And remember, these are Islamic slave traders, because if you want to get all upset about the slave trade that ended 150 years ago, it began with Islamic slave traders. They were the ones who captured people and sold them into slavery. And they're still doing it, by the way. In England and in America, slavery ended, but the Muslims never ended the slave trade, and they have turned it high tech right now. They've got Google, Apple, Facebook, other companies with applications that are being used. They say 9 out of 10 Kuwaiti households have a domestic worker that comes from a poor region of the world. And so posing as newly arrived couple in Kuwait, the BBC's Arab infiltration team interviewed 57 application users, visited more than a dozen people who are trying to sell them domestic workers through a popular application called For Sale, the number four. For Sale application made it possible to filter by race. And I guess, the BBC was upset about that because slavery should be equal opportunity, right? African worker, clean and smiling, says one of the announcements. Another one, Nepalese, who dares to ask for a day off. The undercover team often heard racist comments like Indians are the dirtiest, but they don't really care that much because, you know, it's Islam. The online slave market is not only taking place in Kuwait, but all over the Arab world. And they want to look the other way to protect the image of Islam. Islam is the only thing that people are concerned about when you look at Chinese concentration camps or genocide, isn't it? They've never cared. The media has never really cared what's happening to Christians or to Falun Gong, but they are writing all the time about what even the Chinese are doing to Muslims. It's intersectionality. You know, it's just like the ranking of different races and men versus women and all this. They have their intersectional ranking in this as well.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have it's okay to be okay, politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is Vaso Beats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, Hillary Clinton has got a new book. It's called Gutsy Women. And I don't know, maybe since she's doing this book tour with her daughter, Chelsea, maybe gutsy women are, you know, Chelsea and Hillary were both asked, somebody with a beard and male genitalia, is that a woman? And of course, Chelsea believed it was. I mean, maybe that includes a beer gut as well, you know, gutsy women. with beards and so forth. I don't know what the book is about. I don't really care. But she was here in Austin. And as we pointed out earlier, Alex Jones was there bullhorning from an armored vehicle. And we played a little bit of a clip for that for you. If you want to see the full clip, you can find that at band.video. And then on the inside, she had something of an exchange with somebody on the inside. I want to play that for you as well. Let's roll that tape.
Each of these women had to overcome their own fears or insecurities or what had happened to them in life, because so many of them faced unimaginable hardships or terrible
abuse. You mean like
abuse.
Juanita Broderick?
Like Juanita Broderick? Did you include Juanita Broderick or Paula Jones? The children you smuggled from Haiti will never get a chance to be gutsy. Those Haitian children will never get a chance to be gutsy. Those Haitian children will never get a chance to be gutsy. What about Juanita Broderick? What about Juanita Broderick? Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
You're out of all right.
What about Juanita Broderick? Did you write about her in your book?
You've said your piece.
Did you write about Paula Jones in your book?
You said your piece.
Alex Jones has read about this woman. Juanita Broderick.
Oh, yeah, all these women who love women, right?
Is Juanita Broderick in her book? Is Paula Jones in her
okay,
book?
Let's cut it there. I didn't even know he was going to say that. That was just my instinct when, as soon as I heard her say that, because, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time, as he pointed out, InfoWars. Roger Stone wrote a book, Clinton's War on Women. And then Ronan, very, very bad weekend, actually, for the Clintons, even though, you know, they're making all these indications that she would love to run for president. Oh, yes, of course she would. You know, the DNC, as she's reminding them, you know, you're bankrupt just like you were before. And I bailed you out financially once before and got your superdelegates. And maybe we could do that again. And then Ronan Farrow was on with Bill Maher, and he was asked by Bill Maher, he said, could Bill Clinton, if he had done what he did in 1998, survive today, or would his own party have thrown him under the bus? And Ronan Farrow said, well, he says, I think it's very important to interject that Bill Clinton is a different conversation. He has been credibly accused of rape. That has nothing to do with gray areas. I think that the Juanita Broderick claim has been overdue for revisiting. And I just want to remind people, as you heard all of the Hillary Clinton fans there applauding to drown out the person who pointed out the lies and the hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton there, that it was the same people who took the side of Juanita Broderick against Clarence Thomas. Oh, you know, that was our very first Me Too. Just dipped the toe into Me Too there a little bit. And, you know, he made some offhand remarks, some jokes about some movies that he saw or whatever. And, of course, it was no witnesses to that. No allegations that he touched her in any way or did anything to her. And yet his life deserved to be destroyed, according to Juanita Hill and according to Gloria Steinem and all of the feminists of the time. And within just a couple of years, after Bill Clinton was accused of violent sexual assault against Juanita Broderick and many others, these same women who had come after Clarence Thomas were defending Bill Clinton. Absolutely amazing. And Anita Hill, yeah, she was in Bill Clinton's camp. And, I mean, we're not talking about an inappropriate remark that was made between employees. No, no, no. We were talking about violence and rape. And I would also include in that Ken Starr. Ken Starr was given the tools and the authority to investigate the Clintons, and he decided not to do anything about their corrupt financial dealings. And not anything about the cattle futures that Hillary Clinton, with a one-off, the world's best investor, and then she kind of just went away and did something else. Because, you know, you win at the casino, you walk away, you don't keep playing, right? No, nothing about that, nothing about the corrupt land deals, and certainly nothing of any substance. Instead, Ken Starr just focused on the consensual affair with a subordinate that Bill Clinton committed perjury. That was it. And then Ken Starr went on to defend Jeffrey Epstein. He was his defense lawyer in that Florida trial. And then after that contribution, Ken Starr went on to become the president of a Christian college and defended, in his remarks, defended the sexual assaults of the football team, you know, because they're a football team, you know, because Jeffrey Epstein is rich and powerful, you know, because Bill Clinton is rich and powerful. That seems to be the locus of Ken Starr, who's now been resurrected, I would point out, by Fox News as being an authority. But when we talk about Epstein, there was also this jaw-dropping moment, as the Daily Mail puts it. You had Mike Ritlin, a military dog expert, former Navy SEAL, appearing on Fox News's Waters World on Saturday, and here's what he had to play. Video clip number had to say. Video clip number 7.
So thank you, and thank Nero for your service. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. If I could I throw a PSA out real quick?
Real quick.
Just the remarkable nature of these dogs and them being highlighted in the news creates a huge demand by people that frankly shouldn't have them. If you see the coverage and you decide I want one of these dogs, either buy a finished trained, fully trained and finished dog from a professional, or just don't get one at all. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that commentary. All right, Mike, maybe more on that later.
All right. And at the very end of that, I guess we didn't get that. He blurts out, oh, and Epstein didn't kill himself. Or maybe they purged that from the clip. You guys not get that in that clip? Oh, okay. All right. I didn't hear that. It went out so quickly. I missed it. But yeah, he puts that out kind of like, somebody throwing in, what happened with Building 7? he puts in a shout out, Epstein didn't kill himself at the end of the interview. Yeah, that's interesting. And you know, again, not everybody should own one of these dogs, but I still think that President Trump should own that dog. He should make Conan the White House pet. I think that would send a very strong message to the military industrial complex. And I think to the media as well. As I pointed out, I think that was just a brilliant psyop from President Trump. One other bit of news here. We have the, we have the satire headline from Babylon Bee. It is hard to get ahead of the actual news cycle and actually have a satire because the news itself has become so satirical, the reality that we live in. But they did it this time. Motorcyclist who identifies as a bicyclist sets cycling world records. Why not, right? Why not? In local qualifying race, the motorcyclist crushed the previous 100-mile record of 3 hours and 13 minutes with his amazing new score of well under an hour. He said, look, my ride has handlebars, 2 wheels, and a seat. Just because I've got a little extra hardware doesn't mean I have any kind of inherent advantage here. And, of course, this is a not-so-subtle satire. That's what's going on with all the different athletic contests between men who have a little bit of extra hardware and identify as a female runner or a female cyclist, and they are sweeping all of the awards. You know, the thing that I think is interesting about this, and I've mentioned it before, but a science journalist, Jesse Singal, also talked about the fact that the left is embracing science denialism in order to bolster the claims of transgenders. And think about this, right? We were told for the longest time, as they were pushing through the Supreme Court definition of marriage, which was never agreed upon by any referendum, not even in California with millions of dollars from Tim Cook and Apple. Not even there did they accept the Supreme Court definition of marriage. But as they were pushing that through, they said, look, there is a gay gene. And frankly, I don't disagree that people have an innate tendency towards certain types of behavior. I think that there is a genetic component to, let's say, drug addiction or alcoholism or something like that. But these people who kept saying this is something that is objective and biological, that same group, that same LGBT group is now telling us, but no, biology doesn't matter. There is no objective determination, even when it comes to genitals. Oh, the gene, we can accept that, but not the genital. All right, that's it for today's broadcast.
And Epstein didn't kill himself.